This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أسلم على من بعث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I'm your brother Abu Abdus Salam, speaking to you live from the blessed city of Mecca. That is Makkah al-Mukarrama. And we are here live once again. And today we have a very important topic, because very often a lot of people, they go through hardship, they go through difficulty, and they wonder, when is this going to end and what's going to happen next? And sometimes it's, you know, it can be really, really difficult to, go through these trials and these tribulations and, you know, not really knowing what's going to happen on the other side. And I think it's really important for us to really know how to deal with this in the context of our religion, this beautiful religion of Islam. Now, before we talk about that, could you let me know in the comments below, let me know if you can hear me fine, if you can see me fine, and also where you are watching from. So it's always interesting to know where you guys are watching from. So let me know in the chat. We have Lajbar Hussein, apologies if I don't pronounce your name properly, says that they're from High Wycombe. Oh, what's just happened? I have just messed something up and I have no idea. Okay, here we go. Yeah, Lajbar Hussein. Let me just check this, bear with me. Okay, I won't mess with that. Says, Salaam alaikum from High Wycombe. Wa alaikum as-salam. We have Governor Dar, says, Salaam, all good, bro. Wa alaikum as-salam. We have Ashakif from London, Islington. That's interesting, because I used to be there quite a bit, a very long time ago. We have Muhammad Tawheed Hussein, says, I can hear, bro, watching from Bangladesh. MashaAllah, which city in Bangladesh, Muhammad? We have F. Siddiqui, who says, Wagwan. Alhamdulillah, Wagwan. Everything's good, Alhamdulillah. What's happening with you, Faisal? Andre says, good evening. Good evening to you, too. Where are you watching from, Andre? Angie says, all good in the USA. MashaAllah. Muhammad Tawheed is from Dhaka. Okay, excellent. So we have quite a bit of crowd across various platforms. Is there someone on Instagram? I'm trying to figure out if this is working on Instagram, because today, let me just check on my phone, because today we have managed to set up this thing on Instagram, but I don't know if we're actually live on Instagram. Let's have a look. There we go. Oh, it's saying I'm live. There you go. Brilliant. Cuts off part of it. Oh, wow. There's quite a few people already on Instagram. This is interesting. All right, that's cool. So you guys are watching on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and just make sure you do give a like and a subscribe and click on the bell icon and all of that stuff, so that inshallah you can be notified as soon as we go live, inshallah. Who else have we got? Lajbar says, do you know when we can go for Umrah? I think Umrah is actually open for a number of different countries. So you're going to have to find out the regulations from your local embassy. Humble Abdul Nafi, I think Daru is saying Salaam alaikum salam from Ghana. MashaAllah. Faisal's asking, how's my hand? Yeah, I did have an accident. Those of you who've been watching, you know that. Alhamdulillah, it's stable. Alhamdulillah, it's not too bad. Alhamdulillah. Lajbar says, okay, we've answered that. Andre says, watching from Al Khobar. Awesome. MashaAllah. So you're kind of not quite a neighbor, but you're in the same country as me. Sajid Mahmood says, good evening, Sheikh from Bahrain. Wa alaikum, good evening to you too. Assalamu alaikum from Sweden. That's Banar Khalifa. Alhamdulillah. Okay, guys, so the topic at hand, what comes after hardship? Well, let me just check what is going on here. So my cameraman is not available today. He's not well, so please make dua for him. And hopefully, inshallah, Allah gives him shifa. So I'm sitting here running everything by myself, kind of almost by myself. We had a fill-in who set everything up for me. In the meantime, I don't know all the settings, though. I don't know. Oh, here we go. Does that work? Am I even live? Yeah, I am live because you're commenting. I don't know. Anyway, I have no idea why I can't see what I normally see. So they normally set it all up for me. Oh, here we go. Yeah, I can see it now. I think. Yeah, anyway, forget that. Salam from Philippines. Wa alaikum assalam. Zara is from Ireland. Banar is from Sweden. MashaAllah. Okay, so back to the topic at hand. The question is why, you know, firstly, why do we go through hardship? Firstly, we need to know that Allah says in the Quran, He says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. That Allah is the one who created death and life to test which of you is best in conduct, in deed, in action. So, you know, this death and our death and deaths and our lives, you know, we have been created primarily, of course, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that in and of itself is a test. Allah says in the Quran, Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That I didn't create the jinn or the mankind except to worship me alone. So in the other ayah, Allah says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. That Allah is the one who created death and life to test which of you is best in action. Okay, now I'll take some questions inshallah afterwards at the end of the show, but while you are watching, just make sure that you write down in the comments where you're watching from inshallah. And then if you write your questions, then towards the end I'll read out the comments and also the questions inshallah. Okay, so Allah mentions that He created death and life to test which of us is best in deed, in action. Okay, so you know, this is the very purpose of our living, that we must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we go through trials and tribulation, and then on the Day of Judgment, inshallah, if we're patient, we are rewarded for those trials and tribulations that we went through. Now, we need to understand that sabr, or patience, is not just, okay, it's rewardable, but it's not something that's voluntary. Right, this is a really important point to understand. Having sabr, patience, is not something that is voluntary, right? It is something that is obligatory. It is wajib. And in fact, patience is the lowest level of response to any trial or tribulation or hardship or difficulty or adversity. Patience is the lowest level. And I'm going to explain what patience actually is, because a lot of people, they get that wrong. Inshallah, I'm going to explain that. So patience is the lowest level. Above that, which is the voluntary level, which is the level that if you really want to get closer to Allah, you need to try and get to that level. And that level actually has benefits, not just in the akhirah, in the hereafter. It also has benefits in this life. That is a level above patience, okay? So the lowest level is patience. The level above that is what? Is rida, is contentment, is happiness with Allah's decree. And I'm going to explain how we can do that as well, inshallah. But before I talk about that, it's very important to also know that Allah says in the Quran, inna ma'al usri, what? What comes next? Let me know in the comments. You all know this surah. Inna ma'al usri, what? Yusra, right? With every hardship comes ease. Inna ma'al usri yusra, inna ma'al usri yusra. Now, there's a really important grammatical point here in the language, right, that Allah uses. Now, He mentions the same ayah twice, almost the same ayah. Inna ma'al usri yusra, فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا. Right? He mentions the same ayah twice. Certainly with hardship comes ease. Certainly with hardship comes ease. However, and this is the important point, that Allah uses the word, right? He says, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ الْعُسْرِ. And then he uses the word yusra. He didn't say al-yusr, right? He says al-usr, which is the hardship. But then he says yusra, and he says an ease. Okay? So what does this mean grammatically? And it means that with the hardship comes ease, with the hardship comes ease. Allah has specified the hardship, but He's left the word ease open. It's indefinite. And what does that mean? That means that there are actually two eases for every hardship. There are at least two eases for every one hardship that you go through. Right? Because Allah is saying, like, imagine if I say there is a boy and he has an apple. There is a boy and he has an apple. That could be two different boys with two different apples. But if I said there is the boy with an apple, and then I say there is the boy again with an apple, right? It means two apples. Or in the Arabic language it does, maybe it doesn't in English. But in the Arabic language here, it means that there is more than one, okay? Because you could have said there is the boy with the apple. There's the boy with the apple. Right, but there's a boy with an apple. Oh, there's the boy with an apple again. Right, so there are two different eases for every hardship, and this is giving us glad tidings that every time we go through a hardship or a difficulty, we should know for certainty that we're gonna get much more. Okay, when we go through a hardship, we're gonna get much more ease. Okay, we're going to get much more ease when we go through every hardship. All right, so this is the first point, that you're not just going to go through a difficulty and that's it. You're not getting any reward for it. You're going to get ease in this world as well as the reward if you are patient, and even better than that, if you are happy with Allah's decree. So with regards to happiness, I said earlier that, you know, patience is obligatory. It's not recommended. Allah says in the Quran, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. That Allah takes an oath by time. وَالْعَصْرِ. Then He says, all of mankind are in a state of loss. They're losers in this world and the next, except those who have iman. They do righteous actions, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. They call each other to the truth, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And they call each other to having sabr. So if a person doesn't have this quality of sabr and engaging other people, enjoining other people to have sabr, then he's in the state of loss. So that means that it is obligatory to have sabr. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah is with those who are patient. But what is patient? What is patience, right? What is being patient? Some people, they complain and they phone you up or they text you or whatever. They're complaining about their situation, and he did this and she did that and he did this and that happened and this happened and that happened and blah, 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 blah. And then right at the end they said, but I'm being patient. No, that's not patience. That is not patience. Some people think that just merely going through a hardship is patience. Going through the hardship is not patience, right? You have to go through the hardship. You don't have a choice about Allah's qadr. Allah has decreed that hardship upon you if you're going through it. You can't change that decree of Allah. You can make dua to Allah and so on and so forth, but you can't change what you're going through, right? At that moment in time, that's not patience. Everyone has to go through various hardships, whether they like it or not. And if they're going through that hardship and that just going through a hardship is not patience. That's the point I'm making. There's something beyond that that is patience. So someone thinks that, you know, I don't know, they're going through a particular hardship and they're just complaining about it and, you know, maybe even asking why me and all of this stuff, and they think they're being patient. No. So what is patience? What is patience? Patience is accepting the decree of Allah in the heart, and it is not complaining on the tongue. Right? If you're complaining, then you've gone completely against patience. And you haven't fulfilled the minimum criteria, okay? You haven't fulfilled the minimum criteria. The minimum obligation upon you is to not complain. Unless you are trying to change that situation. But you're not complaining, you're looking for a solution to that problem. Right? There's a difference between complaining, which is usually about the past or the present, and versus finding a solution, which is about the future, right? So we need to understand that patience is about accepting that whatever situation I'm in, Allah has put me in that position. I might not like it, right? But I accept it. I accept it willingly because my Lord, who loves me, is the one and who cares about me more than my own mother cares about me, has decreed that this is what I must go through right now. And I'm going to accept it. That's the minimum obligatory level. I'm going to keep quiet. This is the massive indication of patience. Patience is in the heart. But this tongue, the tongue is the biggest indication of whether you are patient or not. Okay? The level above that is called rida, which is contentment. Actually being pleased that Allah is putting you through this hardship. Now, how is that possible? Well, if you really understand Allah, okay, everyone claims that, oh, you know, I love Allah. And no, if you really understand the mercy of Allah, we all know Allah is merciful. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. So over and over again in the Quran, right from the beginning onwards, Allah mentions Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. And we all know the most merciful, the bestower of mercy. We know that Allah is merciful. But do we really understand that mercy? Do we really understand what it means to know that Allah is the merciful? Okay, what does it actually mean? If we really understood that, then we would know that Allah is not putting me through this, you know, this pain or this hardship or this difficulty for no reason. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a wisdom. And we need to remember four qualities of Allah. Number one, that He knows what we're going through. Don't think that, you know, Allah doesn't know what we're going through. Allah says in the Quran that He is Al-Alim. The most knowledge, the all-knowing, right? Alimul ghaybi wa shahada, the knower of the unseen and the seen. Right? Allah, ala kulli shay'in alim, bi kulli shay'in alim, that He knows everything. That's number one. Number two, He has the ability to change. Ala kulli shay'in qadir, He is able to do all things. He has the ability. So number one, He knows what you're going through. Number two, He has the ability to change your situation if He wanted to. But He chose to put you through this hardship. Number three, He is more merciful than you are to yourself. He is more merciful than your mother is to you. You cannot beat Allah's mercy, right? That Allah is all merciful, the most merciful. So if He is all-knowing, He knows what I'm going through, if He has the ability to change my situation, if He is so merciful to me and yet still puts me through this situation, why is He putting me through this hardship? Number four, He is the all-wise, al-hakim. He's the all-wise. There is a wisdom for why you and I are going through whatever hardships we may be going through. So what could be those wisdoms? There are many different wisdoms. Maybe you applied to go to get a job and you didn't get that job. Your heart was set on that job. You didn't get it. Maybe you wanted to get married to that person. Your heart was set, but it didn't work out. Maybe you wanted to get that car. Your heart was set. It didn't work out. Maybe you made a loss in your business. Maybe, you know, a great calamity happened. May Allah protect us all. Ameen. Maybe, you know, you got some disease or illness or, you know, lost someone close to you. May Allah protect us from all of these things. Ameen. But whatever that thing may be, whatever hardship or difficulty that you may be going through, you need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows what you're going through. He has the ability to change it. He is merciful to you, but He's left you in that situation out of a wisdom. So for example, maybe that job wasn't good for you. Maybe that person wasn't good for you. Maybe you're going to get a better job. Maybe you're going to get a better person to marry, right? Maybe that job or that money or that wealth or, you know, whatever, maybe that was going to take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe it was going to divert you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So maybe that was bad for you. So Allah chose something better for you. But maybe that will take 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years before you see the fruits. I've gone through difficulties that at the time, sometimes I literally never, at that time, it was so, so difficult for me. I didn't know what was going to happen in front of me. Like what's going to happen in the future. And now when I look back, even though that was a really painful moment, painful time in my life, when I look back, if I could turn the clock back, I would do the same thing again. I would go through the same thing again. Why? Because I saw the fruits of that many, many years later. Okay, so we need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is all wise. Likewise, so maybe Allah is giving you this hardship now to give you something better later on. Maybe Allah is giving you this hardship because He wants to punish you for a sin that you have committed in this world so that you don't get punished in the hereafter. Because of course the punishment in the hereafter is far, far, far greater. It's incomparable to anything in this life. A person will wish that he could have been punished in this world, in the hereafter. May Allah forgive us of all of our sins. Maybe Allah wants to put you through a hardship in this world so that He raises your rank on the Day of Judgment. Maybe you didn't go through, maybe you didn't do a particular sin. Maybe that's not in response to a sin. Maybe it's because Allah wants to raise your rank on the Day of Judgment and give you far more reward on the Day of Judgment. Right? So that you're in a higher place in Jannah. So there are many, many, many reasons or wisdoms why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would put you through any trial or tribulation. Okay, I'll give you another example. Imagine a person, and I want you to reply in the comments here. I want you to reply in the comments. Imagine somebody, he has, you know, been told that his hand is going to be chopped off. Is he going to be upset, yes or no? Of course, he's going to be upset. Right, of course, he's going to be upset because he's going to feel pain, right? So maybe he is patient, okay? He's like, oh, you know, Allah has decreed this for me. I'm just going to be patient because I know that Allah knows what I'm going through. Allah is merciful to me. You know, He has the ability to change things, but He's decreed this for me, but He has a wisdom. So I'm just going to be patient. I'm not going to complain about it. But then, that's one person. But maybe this same person, he can get a higher level and get rewarded and get really close to Allah by trusting the one you love. You love Allah, so trust Him. Trust that Allah wants good for you. And when you trust Allah, right? Would you not trust someone who's really close to you? If you love Allah, trust Him. So if you trust Him, you know that Allah is giving you this difficulty or hardship in order, you know, because of a wisdom. He wants good for you. So if you know that someone wants good for me, Someone wants good for me, even though I don't know what that wisdom is right now. But I know that Allah has the ability to do all things, and I trust Him completely. Whatever I'm going through, there's going to be some good in it. Then that person who has a broken hand, or he's been told that his hand has to be chopped off, maybe that person will say, Alhamdulillah, I am so pleased that Allah, you are putting me through this trial. I am pleased with your qadr, O Allah. Yes, I'm still going through pain. Yes, it's still hurting. But you know what? Allahu Akbar. Thank you, O Allah, for giving me this. Because I don't know what that good is that you have in store for me. But I know there is good in this world and the next. I know there's going to be good either in this world or in the next or both. So I trust you, O Allah. Blindly I trust you, O Allah. Because I love you and I trust you completely with my affairs. وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ I relegate all my matters to Allah. When a person thinks in this way, then he really, he won't have any choice except that he's so happy with whatever Allah decrees for him. And he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he is grateful, Allah will give him more. Allah says in the Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ That if you are grateful, I will give you more. If you are grateful, I will give you more. So if you're grateful and thankful, Allah will always give you more. But if you're complaining, then you know, you're not being grateful. You're not even being patient, let alone grateful. So, you know, the lowest obligatory level is patience. And complaining is down there somewhere. But being grateful is even higher. Being thankful. Alhamdulillah. Ala kulli hal. I'm so happy that Allah has put me through this. I'm grateful. How can that person that knows that his hand is getting chopped off be grateful? I'll give you an example. Imagine you went to a doctor. May Allah protect us all. Ameen. From these hardships. And others. And imagine a person goes to a doctor and he says to the doctor, the doctor says to him, you know what? You've only got 6 months to live. Because you, you know, you've got gangrene and it's spreading, it's going to spread and therefore you only have 6 months to live. Of course that person's going to be upset. Right? But he's waiting for some test results and whatever. And then he calls the doctor up 1 week later. He says, you know, what are the test results? And then he says, okay, I'm going to, you know, he calls the doctor and the doctor says to him, you know what? We may have found a way to save your life. We have to chop off your arm. Because the gangrene has not passed your arm. So if we chop off the arm, we'll be able to, you know, save the rest of your body from getting this illness or this disease. And inshallah, you'll be able to live. Let me ask you a question and reply in the comments. Will that person be pleased that his hand is being chopped off? Yes, because it's saving his life. He knows that there's a greater good. He knows that there is some hardship in not having one arm, but that's better than losing his life completely. So he trusts that doctor and he removes that arm and he's grateful. Alhamdulillah that my life has been saved. Will he feel the pain? Of course he feels the pain, the natural pain that his hand is not there. His arm is not there anymore. Of course he'll feel the pain. But he knows that that doctor acts in his best interest. And he knows that the arm is being removed, not because of malice or hatred on the part of the doctor. No, it's there because the doctor wants good for that patient, for that person. So he knows that. And therefore, he's not just patient with it, he's grateful that his life has been saved. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, you know, Almighty, the most merciful, the all-knowing, you know, the all-capable, the all-wise. He loves us more than we can love ourselves, right? Allah loves the believers. Allah wants good for us more than, you know, even our own parents do for us, more than we want good for ourselves. So, if that is the case, then how can we not trust Allah? How can we not be pleased with Allah's decree? So when a person goes through any hardship, he might not know, okay, what's the greater good? What's the wisdom behind this? But he knows that Allah wants good for me. So therefore, I know, I trust in the one that I love, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, I will be grateful for whatever I'm going through because I know there's a greater good out there. Allahu Akbar. So, you know, these are some of the things that we must know whenever we go through any kind of hardship. Let me look at some of the comments. I hope, inshallah, that we all benefited from this. May Allah keep us from being those who complain, and may Allah not let us be people who complain about His qadr and always complaining. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people who are grateful. No matter what situation we go through, we are happy and grateful to Allah. لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ I promise you, Allah says this in the Quran, that if you are grateful, Allah says, if you're grateful, I will definitely, certainly, you know, give you more. I'll give you more. So, be grateful. Allah will always look after you if you're grateful with Allah's decree. Okay, so we have here... Lajbar says, please make dua for the Ummah. Of course, we should always be doing that. Tawakkul says, Assalamu alaikum from Bangsamoro, Philippines. Wa alaikum assalam. Shahab says, Assalamu alaikum from Leicester. MY Dot says, Salam from the UK. Wa alaikum assalam to all of you. Muhammad al-Sa'idi says, Assalamu alaikum, Muhammad from Egypt. How are you, Sheikh? Alhamdulillah. Wa alaikum assalam, Muhammad. Hira Tahir says, Assalamu alaikum, brother, watching from Pakistan, Islamabad. Wa alaikum assalam. Medina Ibrahim says, Aisha Rajab Muhammad. Hey. Banar says, Yusra, well done to you guys. You're answering the question I asked earlier. Med Conte says, Assalamu alaikum, watching from the USA. Whereabouts in the USA? Fatima says, Yusra, yes. Medina says, replying to Med Conte, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alauddin says, you never answered my message on Messenger, brother. I'm really sorry, Alauddin. We get so many messages. It's very difficult to reply. But normally one of the team members should reply. Just try messaging on the page, not on the private profile, because I don't normally reply to that or even see that most of the time. So just go to the profile, the page, Abu Abdussalam official, and inshallah one of the team will reply to you. Hira Tahir says, is it bad to talk to Allah and ask Him that, oh Allah, this is getting difficult for me, when will this hardship end? Can't we talk with Allah like a friend and pour out what is in our own hearts? Yes, we can, Hira, and that is what we should do. The father of Yusuf alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, when he was going through that hardship, he said that I only complain to Allah, right? I will only complain to Allah. So he says, I only complain to Allah. So yes, you can, you know, say, oh Allah, please, I'm going through a lot of hardship. Please Allah, let this thing end. You know, you can make that dua. There's no problem with that, inshallah. Amin Ahmed says, Allah is one. Allahu Akbar. Nav Pazer says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Listening from Leicester, UK. Lots of people from Leicester, mashallah. Alauddin says, listening from a small town near St. Louis, Missouri, USA. Mashallah. Awesome. Shahab says, Subhanallah. Banar says, Ameen. Shahab says, is it permissible to complain to Allah about our suffering, our weakness, like Ya'qub alayhi salam did? Yeah, I just answered that question. So yeah, it is. Sajid says, Jazakallahu khair, Sheikh. Wayak. Ameen wayak. My brother Salima says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hira Tahir says, what's the time over there, brother? It's 2:36 a.m. here and quite late, but want to listen to your session as well, if possible for you to start the session a little earlier. Hira, the time here is, what is it? It's 12:40 a.m. I will try to make it a little bit earlier, but sometimes I get delayed from work and then by the time I get to the studio, actually the studio is right in my house, or it's part of this, yeah, anyway. But yeah, sometimes it takes me a bit of time to finish my work and then come here and then they set it all up and everything. And yeah, but I will try, inshallah. Noreen says, MashaAllah, lovely reminder, brother. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. May Allah make us all of those who are not just patient, but pleased with Allah's decree. And, you know, when Allah is your, make Allah your best friend. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your best friend, you can never, ever, you can never be not pleased with Allah's decree, right? When Allah is your best friend, because you trust Him, you know that He's merciful, you know that He's knowledgeable about your situation, that He's able to change it, that He has the wisdom, right? And, you know, when you know all of this and Allah, you trust Allah, then you can't go wrong. Allah will always keep blessing you, blessing you, blessing you, blessing you. Because when you are grateful to Allah, Allah will continue to bless you. And that's a promise. Amin says, Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum salam. Is Hajj open now? I think Hajj is going to be open this year for, I think, I've heard that it's 60,000 pilgrims. I don't represent the government here or any ministry. I'm an individual by myself, independent. So I don't represent anyone. So I don't really have that kind of information, unfortunately. So I won't be able to say that, the answer to that. But yeah, I mean, if you just follow the official news, inshallah, hopefully things will become clearer. Shahab says, Sheikh, do I look familiar to you? We met in the city retreat in Leicester over a year ago. You were surprised to know I was only 18 years old. Shahab, actually, on my system, I can't actually see your profile picture. But I'll try and have a look afterwards, inshallah, in the comments. And I'll see if I can click on your profile and have a look, inshallah. Abdulrahman Ali says, Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Abu Abdussalam from UK, London. May Allah bless you and your family. Ameen. Ameen. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Abdulrahman. Now, some of my family members are unwell, so please make dua for us all. I've got a little cold, but I'm okay, alhamdulillah. I got this thing. But alhamdulillah, this is hopefully recovering well. I don't know, because I need to go for an x-ray soon, inshallah. But alhamdulillah, it's gone quite smoothly. So I'm quite happy with the progress, inshallah. But yeah, so guys, inshallah, I'm going to leave it now. If you have any questions, you can write them in the comments below, whether you're on Facebook, Instagram, or whatever, and inshallah, yeah, we will connect soon, inshallah. So once again, I'm your brother Abu Abdussalam, speaking to you live from the blessed city of Mecca. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept whatever we do for His sake, make us sincere, and also may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us on the Day of Judgment together in Jannah, alongside who? Alongside the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته